Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss questions, issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. Well, self-confidence is something that's the most important psychological factor that plays an important role in the self-management of a child and adults as well. So to discuss more on the topic, today in our studio, we have with us a very special guest, an educationalist, Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you
a
for inviting me here.
Welcome.
It's a great pleasure for me to be here.
It's an honor to be with you, sir. Discussing about self-confidence, the signs that show your child has a boosted self-confidence or the signs that showed your child has lowered self-confidence has made us eager to know what are the things that can strengthen, boost, and uplift the self-confidence in children.
Yeah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. We have been talking about some elements and factors that led to lack, or let's say weakening of the self-confidence of our children or our kids. Now we are going to work on some elements and talk about some elements that actually strengthens the self-confidence in our kids. And we said most of our let's say subjects are the children of 9 years and 10 years and even above, because usually infants and preschoolers automatically they have their own self-confidence and there is no concern and worries about them, because automatically they, as the pure and let's say creatures of God, they have this self-confidence in their own selves in abundance. Mm-hmm. So they don't need any more self-confidence.
Yeah.
But it's our duty to balance them, inshallah, slowly in their ages of, for example, less from 6 to 9.
Yeah.
But there are some ways that we want to talk about them here in order to strengthen this self-confidence. First of all is to show our love and affection towards our kids. This is the first, let's say, key point that I want to refer to, that we have to, we naturally love our kids. It doesn't mean that when we are
but
talking, we have
to show that.
We have to show this love and affection
express
to our kids.
Express that.
Usually, sometimes we do love our kids, but we do not show it.
Yeah.
But it is necessary to show this love and affection.
All right.
We have to prove to this kid that we really love him, not show it in an artificial way just to make us pretend that we love them. No, we can prove that. We can prove this kind of love and affection to them. How? We can actually dedicate a part of our time to them and actually, go to bed with them and read some stories for them and to show that we really love them.
Express and it the way we
definitely,
can.
Definitely. You know, sometimes it's quite famous that kids of, let's say, lower ages get happy when they are kissed, right?
Yeah.
But when we see our kids are actually growing and they exceed the age of 10 and over, we do not find this sort of sympathy to actually hug them and to shake hand with them, and but they are important. We have to try to make them see. We have it even in our religious teachings and trainings that we have to shake our hands with them and try to even hug them in our chest and just to touch them in order to let them know that we love you.
Yeah.
It's true that, for example, you fail in this case or on the other issue or in the other, let's say,
The other ways to show
the other way is you have failed in some, in this case or in the other way or in the issue, but it does not mean that I not love you. So
you have to show one or the other way that you love your children. You have, you got to express that to your children.
So there are many, many ways, let's say more than 1,000 ways just to show them that we love them.
Yeah. Well, we'll discuss more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Dr. Ali Alafi. And Dr. Alafi, you said before going to the break that love and affection is important to show to your children so that they can feel, you can boost their self-confidence. You remind me of one of the incidents in Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. The incident while he was hugging and kissing the children of Lady Fatima Zahra Salamu Alayha, and when a man comes in and sees this incident and he feels awkward and says to Prophet, peace be upon him, "What are you doing hugging and kissing them? I have 10 children and I have never hugged or kissed any one of them." And the Prophet, peace be upon him, replies, "What it has got to do with me if Allah has taken away mercy from your heart?" And then we have in hadith wherein he says that show mercy so that you get blessed with mercy. So it's very important to show love and affection through hugging, through kissing, or let's learn from Prophet, peace be upon him. As you said, as a child grows, we are unable to hug and kiss more, but he would stand up when Fatima salamu alayha would enter, or he would just show honor and respect in many different ways.
Very true. Thank you very much for this very beautiful point. There is another way to strengthen their self-confidence is to play with our kids and children and dedicate some time with them. I mean, we have to spend some of our time with our kids. So we cannot say that we love our kids, but I can't find any free time.
I don't have time.
Yeah, I have no time to be with my kids. I don't know how can we answer these, let's say, questions that in our today's life that we are actually benefited with too many devices, electronic and non-electronic devices, and we actually spend too much of our time with them, so what, we cannot find even 5 minutes per day to spend with our kid. Based on some, researches that have been done, a parent or let's say parents at least need to spend 20 minutes with their kids per day, at least. But when I'm talking about the at least 20 minutes, it does not mean that, 20 minutes in the whole day while, for example, we are talking together. No, specifically for some specific person and reasons. For example, I'll go to my kid and talk to him. Okay, what happened? What happened at the school? Or what did you do on your way back from school to home?
Yeah.
And let him talk to you and you talk to him. And you, again, narrate to him or tell him what happened at your workplace and tell him, for example, about the details of this job and, the new job that you have taken recently. So this kind of spending time. Not, okay, yes, we are at home. We sit at the same tablecloth and we
eat dinner together. Watch together.
No, it does not mean when we are talking
specific. So engage in interaction, you're trying to say.
Sorry?
Engage in interaction.
Definitely. I mean, face to face. For example, 20 minutes for father and 20 minutes for mother. So in case we deduce from this, level of time to be spent with the kids, with our kids, so we actually are working hardly on those elements of
Lowering
and lowering the self-confidence of the kids.
Yes, it's very important. We'll learn more important things from you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
Yeah.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Dr. Ali Alavi, and we're talking about self-confidence, the things you as parents can do to boost self-confidence in your children. Before going to the break, Dr. Alavi, you said that parents need to spend quality time with their children to boost their self-confidence.
Definitely. And this time, as I said, is a specific time that has to be actually given to our kids, our children, face-to-face, not to any other issue. The times that we spend together, let's say, for example, for fixing a tap, is not included in this time.
Okay.
So we have
specific time means specific time.
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely, in its own sense. It's in pure sense.
Yeah.
We have to be very careful. If we decrease and we actually from this time that we are talking about, or even the time that we need to show our love and affection to them, in case we decrease anything from them, there are others or other elements who actually come
we'll
and take
fill the, up that space.
Will fill up that space. Like, for example, in case we do not pay too much attention, there are others. Let's say TV shows. I don't know. Other cultural and cultural, let's say, elements will come and take your place. For example, the games come and take your place, the place of the father and mother. So this leads again to the same consequences that we have been talking already.
Yeah.
So when they receive less love and affection from the family, they will receive the love and affection from the other side. It can be, I don't know, I mean, untrusted relations and so forth, so on and so forth. So we have to be very careful. We have to, specifically those who have daughter and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
daughters.
Bless them with daughters.
Yeah.
So even in a hadith, we have that in case you enter home and you have sons and daughters, pay attention first to your daughters. Because it's true that you have to, you should not, and you are not allowed to differentiate between your kids. But when you enter, and when you face your daughter, even the other kids understand the sensitivity of the daughters. And they are okay with it. Even the sons are okay in case you pay more attention to your daughter.
Yeah.
So these are the issues and points that we have to take into account. The next element that actually helps us to strengthen the self-confident our kids is to assign some duties and responsibilities to them, to be performed by them.
Okay.
I just give you a simple example and inshallah leave the rest for the next show. Sometimes we think that we need to just love our kids and children and we have to leave them freely and to be on their own. I mean, we should not give them any assignments and we should not ask them to do any assignment. And
because kids are kids for parents always.
Yeah, they are kids and okay, everything should be done with through parents. So we think that kids are always kids and they need to be cared and they are not required to do anything. And
as long as
they have
I
to
can
be
do.
At home, just let's say eat and drink and sleep. No, we have to start giving them some assignments. For example, in case we are going to, I'm giving some simple examples. In order to put the garbages outside the house, so we ask for their help. For example, yes, our kid is very young. I mean, he or she is almost 7-8 years old. Yes, we have to involve them in these kind of actions and activities. We have to give them some responsibility to see how they are going to do it.
Yeah.
Then from these series of observations that we have, we can make some comments directly or indirectly to correct those, let's say, mistakes.
Yeah.
Mostly
and
indirectly.
And that way, yeah, your child can develop into a more responsible person in future.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Dr. Alavi, for being with us. And inshallah, we'll discuss more on the topic in our upcoming sessions. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. complete way.